The last time the state of Georgia voted to put a Democrat in the White House, it was 1992, Bill Clinton. Now, as Hillary Clinton makes a bid for the presidency, there is some thought that Georgia could be in play again this November. African Americans from the North have been moving into the historically white suburbs of Atlanta in huge numbers. That migration is changing some solidly Republican counties. As part of our project, A Nation Engaged, NPR and some member stations are going to political battlegrounds to ask people in key populations what they want from this presidential election. The question, what does a better life look like for you in your community? And as NPR's Asma Khalid reports from Georgia, the answer for many there is representation.
I'm in this sneaker shop at a mall in the burbs of Atlanta, and there's a couple people with clipboards trying to register voters.
My name is Nadia Lowe, and I work for the New Georgia Project.
The New Georgia Project is a group with a mission to sign up the estimated 800,000 people of color who are eligible to vote but not registered. Lowe is an intern with the group, and people like her symbolize the changing demographics in the state.
I was born in Rochester, New York, and then when I was two, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia.
There are thousands of black folks with roots in Georgia moving back from the north. And a lot of them, like Nadia's family, are moving to Cobb County, northwest of Atlanta. I meet up with Nadia and her mom at this town square. We're outside a gelato shop with a fountain. Back in 1970, Cobb County was 95% white. Now it's closer to 55%.
It is still predominantly white here, but a lot of things have changed in 10 years.
That's Nadia's mom, Natina Marie Adams. She's a Democrat and says the population here has changed in ways you might think would benefit a Democrat. But
this is deeply segregated here still.
Exit polls in 2008 show more than 3/4 of white people voted Republican.
In Georgia, although we have a lot more blacks and Latinos moving here, it would take all of them, right? Like, to come out and vote, which is unrealistic to see that type of change, right?
Natina says this election, she's particularly concerned about race and policing.
The blue-on-black crime is an issue that is very important to me. It is an emotionally taxing time.
But Natina says it feels like people of color don't have much political power, even on the local level. Most of the elected officials are white, and she wants to see more people who look like her. We heard that complaint a lot, especially in nearby Gwinnett County.
Good morning. My name's Jim Sheely, and I'm running for Gwinnett County Commission.
Sheely is campaigning at a bus stop. He's passing out flyers calling for better transportation. Even though less than half the people in this county are white, the county commission is all white.
Yeah, all white representation. No diversity, no nothing. I mean, it's like, whoa, wait a minute, this is not right.
Sheely thinks it's important to have black and brown people in that office. He's also part of the reverse migration trend. Sheely lived all of his life in Ohio, but when he retired 5 years ago, he came down here. He says if Democrats have any hope of flipping the state, they've got to pay attention to Gwinnett. It's the state's second largest county, and it's majority people of color.
So if you turn Gwinnett, the state can turn blue. Without Gwinnett, the state won't turn blue. That's the key.
Sheely thinks it's all about turnout. He says Democrats just need to register more people of color and make sure they show up on election day. But in the last few elections, Democrats did rely on black voters, and it wasn't enough. 4 years ago, Mitt Romney won both Gwinnett and Cobb counties. Asma Khalid, NPR News.